like the deal because it gives us another option. So transparent, we're not see-through. It gives me alternatives from the start of games or from the bench, and it's healthy competition for places, especially with having Marcus Tugh guy and obviously Craig Davis back fit. You know, with two games a week coming up, well, so in some situations three, I just think it's great that we've been able to do it as a football club.
Is that how he fits into your plans then? Because obviously you've got Craig Davis fit again and scoring goals. Marcus Tugay also signed up. Is this really just to create that competition and to have that depth which you've maybe lacked at times this year?
Without a question, you want that. You want alternates as well. You know, there'll be matches where I'll want to go with outright pace and I'll change my team accordingly. I just can't keep going with the same old, same old. You know, there's times to shake it up psychologically. There's times to shake it up to show the opposition that you've got a different strategy, different plan. You know, and the better quality of players or the players that we can recruit as well, they'll offer us different options. And you don't want to weaken your opportunities when players are injured, suspended, lack of form. So, you know, I think we're getting a bit of depth to the squad, hopefully.
Are you satisfied with your attacking options now, or are you still looking for more?
No, you're never satisfied. I can't keep hiding the fact that, you know, recruitment's key. And, you know, I'm always looking for improvement. Now, improvement comes from within. Improvement comes with recruitment. And that's hopefully where we're going to get the staple diet of, you know, results as well with respect to that competition and that urge for improvement to retain your place in the side.
Are you still interested in Alex Nimley? Obviously, he picked up that hamstring injury, didn't he, before you had a chance to sign him. Are you still looking at him?
I'm still looking at players with respect to the next couple of days. A lot of things could change with respect to the opportunity to recruit or release. So he's on a list of players that, you know, I'll constantly be looking at.
What other positions are you trying to improve at the moment or get some depth in? What are the key areas for you at the moment?
Midfield. When you look at it, it's obvious that we've missed David Perkins. And I think we're a little bit thin. So I want a little bit of game knowledge, experience in the centre of midfield.
Do you think it's going to be a busy 48 hours for you then with the deadline looming?
No busier than any other 48 hours.
Do you see it important though to get one or two more in? If you didn't get those players in, would you still be comfortable with what you've got?
Without a question. You know, we've got to face the challenges. If we can face the challenges with one or two additions, brilliant. If we can't, then, you know, equally so, we'll still rise to the task. You know, it's an enjoyable challenge. It's a challenge that we want us to, you know, closely in the eye and overcome. So I'm compatible. I'm pretty comfortable with the situation. And we'll fight as we did do against Bolton. And it just shows you when you get your players who are obviously a threat to the opposition back in your side, you've got a chance of not losing games like we did on Saturday. It's not rocket science. It's football.
What about the two lads at Brighton, Dicker and Harley? Have you been talking to Brighton about those two players?
I think agents have. So, listen, the two players that I admire, but I admire from a distance, you know, with respect to Dicker, I've been a massive admirer of him since he came over and started playing for Stockport. At this moment in time, he is a Brighton player and he's in Brighton's plans. So, you know, at this moment in time, I haven't looked to recruit those two players.